Instant Messages. Grateful for the Savior by Janessa Cloward. Grandma Rose passed away at about 9:30 this morning. I heard the words, but my mind refused to process them. After her 4-year battle with cancer, seizures, and strokes, I knew that she deserved to rest from all the pain she'd been suffering. But how could she really be gone? My denial was shattered by reality when I walked into the funeral home. The body lying on the table no longer looked like my grandmother. My mom and aunt bravely set about the tasks of dressing Grandma for her funeral and then fixing her hair and makeup. She looked a little better when they finished, but still not like herself. As we drove away from the funeral home, I realized why she was so different. The body was hers, but her spirit was gone. A body without a spirit is an empty shell. Until I saw my grandmother, I didn't comprehend how literally true that is. Everything that made her essentially who she was had left with her spirit, and her spirit lived on. The Son of God gave His life for us so we could live forever. I always knew that was true, but I didn't really appreciate His sacrifice until I lost someone I loved. At that moment, I had never been so grateful to have a Savior. New Best Friends by Megan Gebhard. When I moved to Colorado, everything was different and strange to me. I was so lonely. My family eased some of the loneliness, but I still felt hollow inside. I figured it was because I was hours away from the friends I had known since I was 2. That wasn't the only reason, though. I had not been saying my prayers every night or relying on the Lord as I should. School started, and I made some new friends who had high standards, but I was still lonely. They weren't close friends I could talk to like those I had left behind, so I wallowed in self-pity, frustration, and tears many times that year. One night, after I had managed 2 fouls and a pass in the wrong direction at a ward basketball game, I went home, buried my head under my pillow, and sobbed. I sobbed all the way through my homework until my brother, who was at college, called. My dad had him talk to me. I told my brother about how I felt, and he suggested that I read this scripture. "Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest." Joshua chapter 1, verse 9. My brother and I then made a deal that we would each try to help those we met at school who might need a friend. I decided to become a friend to others instead of feeling sorry for myself. The feeling of making someone else's day better was wonderful. Though I still miss my old friends, whenever I need a shoulder to lean on, I know I can turn to my family and to Heavenly Father. They are my best and closest friends.
Prompted to Leave by Chase McPhee. I never really understood the statement in 2 Nephi chapter 32, verse 5, "The Holy Ghost will show unto you all things what you should do," until I experienced it. My friends and I often took our bikes to a place we called the Dirt Hills. It was our favorite place to go. It was only about a mile from where we lived, so we could ride our bikes to get there. We would literally spend hours at the Dirt Hills jumping and riding our bikes. It was great fun. One day, my friend Tyler crashed his bike. He seemed to be okay, and the bike looked okay, so we kept jumping. After about 5 more minutes, I stopped. Tyler rode over to me and asked what was wrong. I told him that I had this really strong feeling that we should leave and go home, even though he had only been there for about 15 minutes. Tyler told me that he had the same feeling, and we both realized it was time to go. As we rode closer to home, Tyler said that his bike was acting weird. As we got to the corner of the street where we both lived, Tyler's bike broke into pieces. The pedals fell off and the chain broke. What would have happened had we not followed the prompting to leave and had still been jumping? Tyler may have been seriously hurt. The Holy Ghost knew it was time for us to go. I am so thankful that we listened.
Proud of Who I Am by Michelle Rushton. As an 11-year-old, I prepared for my first real babysitting job, and I didn't quite know what to expect. As I entered the home, I became a little nervous at the sight of cigarettes on the table and various containers of alcohol on the kitchen counter. As the mom explained the basic babysitting procedures for her children, she also asked me where I went to school, what my favorite subjects were, and then she asked what church I went to. At that moment, I froze. I didn't know how to answer because I didn't know what kind of reaction I would get from someone who obviously didn't live by LDS standards. I tried to pretend I didn't hear her, and I continued to prepare the baby's crib for her nap. A little louder and more curious, she asked, "Where do you go to church?" I turned around slowly, and with my head slightly lowered, I whispered, "I'm Mormon." Although my response was barely audible, she knew exactly what I said. Contrary to what I was expecting, this woman began to reprimand me for lacking the confidence to be proud of being a Mormon. Although I don't remember her exact words, I do remember her sharing stories about all the Mormons she had encountered in her life and how wonderful they were. She lectured me about standing up for what I believe in, holding my head up high, and being proud to be a Latter-day Saint. The rest of the evening I babysat and pondered this woman's words. I knew that if I was going to be a good member of the church, I had to give it my all. I don't remember how much money I made that evening or even how long I babysat, but I do know that once you discover you have a testimony, you have to stand up for what you know is right. Sometimes it takes someone else to remind us how important the gospel really is in our lives before we realize how strong our testimonies are. Hold your head up high and stand up for what you believe.
Instant Messages features personal experiences, insights into favorite hymns and scriptures, and other uplifting thoughts. If you have a personal experience that has strengthened your testimony, and you'd like us to consider it for Instant Messages, please email it to newera@ldschurch.org or send it to New Era Instant Messages, 50 East North Temple Street, Room 2420, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220, USA. Please limit submissions to 400 words or less. They may be edited for length and clarity. End of Instant Messages.